Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Caroline's Cause Corner, every Wednesday on this radio station, where Caroline tells us about another great local cause or nonprofit. How are you this morning, Caroline?
Hi, I am good. Good morning, Tyler. I hear that you've got a little bit of a...
Yeah, I'm just going to sit in this chair and let you do the radio now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you all are doing well on this lovely fall day. I have a really great guest today. Her name is Susan Andre, and she is the co-owner of Art of Board and the I Ride, I Recycle program. Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excellent. How are you?
Great to have you here. So I don't know if you've looked at my Facebook page, the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page. I did a little teaser about Art of Board and the I Ride, I Recycle program because I think it is so cool. It is turning old skateboards into incredible pieces of art and design, and Suzanne's going to talk all about it, so go ahead.
Good morning, Caroline. Thank you for having me. We have a pretty exciting company called Art of Board, and our sister company, I Ride, I Recycle, is a movement where we have kept over 50,000 broken skateboard decks out of landfills, and we're pretty proud of that number. We take the broken skateboard decks and actually create a wood mosaic tile out of the actual decks, and then we have a library of over 5,000 images where we can transfer imagery, which is totally cool, onto ceramic and porcelain tile.
And I did post, from your website, it shows some of the installations that you've done. But we'll get back to Art of Board in a minute. I want to talk about the I Ride, I Recycle program, which is a nationwide initiative to recycle old broken skateboards. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we got started knowing that there was a need because shops will have riders come in, skaters come in, and want to purchase a new deck because so many of them get broken. We collect somewhere between 300 and 500 decks a month. And our collection process happens in about 500 locations. We have cardboard bins that are positioned at core skate shops and skate parks where most of the damage is turned in once a deck is broken. And we end up collecting those. They package up 10 or 20 in a box, and then they call us up and we send them a UPS label so that they can participate at no charge to send us those decks. And then we warehouse them in our Hanover, Pennsylvania and our Costa Mesa, California locations.
That is just great because we don't want old decks in the landfill. There's all kinds of, you know, toxic materials that, you know, just wouldn't break down.
Well,
right?
Evidently, there's a statistic that says it takes somewhere between 23 and 25 years for those 7 plies of plywood with resin in between to actually break down in a landfill. So, yeah, we don't want to see those in landfill situations.
And so what do you do with the trucks?
They don't usually come to us. Most of the time, they remove the trucks and the wheels, mm-hmm. and they end up just sending us the broken deck. And that could be the nose or the tail of a deck, or it could be the full deck with a hunk missing that somebody was doing a rail slide and didn't quite make it through. So we get them in all different degrees of damage.
So how do people find the I Ride, I Recycle program? Call their skateboard shops? Can a school call? You know,
sure, anybody who's got decks to donate. And we usually ask for the UPS label goes out when we've got a minimum of 15 decks. And believe it or not, many people have that many just in their garage. It's kind of a collectible artwork. Exactly. It's kind of a collectible artwork. The artwork on these decks is beautiful. But yeah, we have 500 locations around the country, and we do have a dedicated website for iRideIRecycle.com, and you can find out a lot there and contact one of our team members to connect and see how to get boards back to either a local shop or a shop that wants to be involved in our movement and is not yet involved. We're more than happy to get them set up too.
And talk a little bit about your partnerships with that program. Who do you work with?
We have partnerships with Element. We've done a lot of work with Tony Hawk Foundation, we give a lot back to the skate community because we all, the four of us who own the company, have been influenced by skate to some degree or another over our lifetimes, if we weren't skaters to begin with, which most of us were. So having grown up in California, that's a pretty common participation thing when you're mm-hmm. younger. We just recently are starting to formulate a partnership with Zumiez, which are skate teen skate and surf clothing stores located in malls across the country. I believe they have about 180 locations, and they are doing a test market for us in the Baltimore area with 5 locations to start participating in-store with having a collection center, and then they will co-market with us.
Great. So just a reminder for the listeners, I Ride, I Recycle movement. Call your skate shops, call your skateboard, skate parks. If they don't have if they're not participating in the program, then absolutely give them a call and have them contact Suzanne and share the URL again, how people can
The dedicated site for I Ride, I Recycle is just that, iRideIRecycle.com.
Great. Okay, let's just talk really quickly about Art of Board, because I just think it's really cool, and you have, like, dazzled some big brands to work with you. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so over the course of the last 6 years that we've been creating our mosaic tile from the wood and also creating ceramic and porcelain tile, Art of Board has clients, Google, Virgin, Red Bull, the Monster Energy Drink headquarters in Corona, California, used our mosaic tile in a custom size on all 6 floors in their cafeteria as a backsplash. And we've been at Macy's, Herald Square, New York City, and it just the list just grows and continues, because the majority of these folks are very clued into good design, and they have the initiative to design towards the millennials, and this is a natural product to fit that.
Definitely. Suzanne, what is your background that you co-founded this awesome business, and how do you lend your talents to it?
85% of our business is with commercial interior designers and architects, and that's my background. That's what I've been doing for almost 30 years, and it's really fun. And my specialty through the 90s was in retail, and now we're finding that a lot more corporate headquarters are doing transformations, and that's where the hotbed of the business is now. And this mosaic product has been used in California Pizza Kitchen, corporate headquarters, Quicken Loans in Detroit did an amazing building. It's just so much fun to incorporate this as a feature wall in some of the more progressive environments.
We're talking with Suzanne Andre, who is the co-owner of Art of Board and their sister company or initiative, I Ride, I Recycle movement. Suzanne, wrapping up, tell people how they can get involved again, and the contact info.
So both companies are part of our organization. Art of Board is artofboard.com. You can see some of our installations and see our mosaic, ceramic, and porcelain tile products there. We also do a lot of custom work. It's beginning to take shape in that way, where we use some of the amazing artwork. So you can contact us through there. There's contact information there for me and my email address. And then as far as I Ride, I Recycle, we certainly encourage more participation from skate shops and from skate parks. There are many being built across the country. I know of at least 6 in the last year that have been built across the U.S. And they can reach out to us through iRideIRecycle.com. And there's contact information, email, and phone on both websites.
Excellent. I have one last question. Any kind of skateboard deck, or does it have to be wood?
We only recycle wood decks. We get a lot of questions like, why not snowboards and skis and surfboards? But wood is the only safe material to actually rip apart and cut and reuse. Most of the other deck materials are fiberglass or a resin of some kind, and they're really not safe to recut and reuse. So yes, we predominantly almost always just use wood, both regular size boards and long boards.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Suzanne, for telling us all about I Ride, I Recycle.
Thank you. Happy
to
be here.
It's really, really cool. And go onto their website. There's a lot of great visuals. You'll be extremely inspired, and it's just very cool. So this is Caroline, and I would like to invite you to check out my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and let me know if you have any other really great people for me to interview. Thanks again, Suzanne.
Thank you for having me.
And again, this is Caroline with Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time, make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.